Babam Selebekia, İlan Bediriyaşı Kapakaya, Kapokuşikiya, Bakalekiya, Dadanabakiya, Aleva andereliyan dararabohusya papapapan sukupaya rekiyan dereliyan Come on, if you're going to unmute your line, I need you to raise your voice this morning and let's pray andashe unto the Father. Let's pray together. Let's direct our words. Let's direct our thanks to Him on this morning, for He alone is worthy of praise. We're not here to check a box on this morning. We are here to engage with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Father, we love you. We thank you. We glorify your name, for you alone are worthy. You alone are worthy. Our hearts bow before you this morning. Hallelujah. Our mouths sing your praise. Lord God, we thank you, oh God, for who you are, Father, not just for what you have done, but for who you are, Almighty God. Hallelujah. And we extend our worship to you this morning. We want to articulate how we feel about you, Lord. Lord God, not just in word, but Father, also in deed. Lord God, we posture ourselves, oh God. We give this time to you exclusively, Lord God, that you may be glorified through your creation on today. Lord God, that you may be glorified, oh God, in the earth, God, through our vessels. Lord God, I thank you today. Lord God, we give you permission to reign on today. We give you permission to intervene on today. We give you permission, oh God, to be God in every situation on today in our city and in our state and Lord God in our life, oh God, we give you permission, oh God, hallelujah, to be God, hallelujah, in Lord God every area of our life, Father, and God, we bless you. Come on and go ahead and unmute your line and begin to bless his name, bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah, out of your own mouth on today. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. The Lord is kind. The Lord is our strong tower. Hallelujah. He is our advocate. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. Almighty God, you are amazing. Our hearts bow before you, God. Our hearts bow before you, Father, with thanksgiving, with gratitude. There is no one like you, Jesus. Who can compare to the Lord? Who can compare to the Lord? Who can compare to our God? Who can compare? We stand in awe of you today. We stand in awe. We stand in awe of you, O Ramalete. We stand in awe of you. Our eyes are on you, mighty God. Our eyes are fixed on you, Ababahaya. Our eyes are fixed on you. Our eyes are fixed on you, Jesus. Yela Rama Alini and Nama Alekebo Oshekapa Alekapaya. Reba Mamande Neneni and the Dokoshekapa Alekapa Rabo Hoshekapaya. Oh, mighty God, there is none like you. There is none like you, Ababasoha. There is none like you, Jesus. There is none like our God. There is none like your Namasoha. There is no name greater than your name. There is no name higher than your name. There is no one in Amashaya wiser than you. You are omnipotent and omniscient. Reba Mamando, Mamma Sata, Reba Makiako, Reba Sataya. There is no one like Yorobo Hosaya. There is no one like Jehovah Andeba Soha. There is no one like Jehovah Andebe Kushakaya. There is no one like Jehovah Andabaya Bahaya. There is no one like Jehovah. Yeman Yananamo Yamananamasea. There is no one like Jehovah. Yamamama Yamaya Yamanoa. There is no one like Jehovah. Yemayananesha Baba Bahaya. There is no one like Jehovah. Yemayananeme Yamamahaya. There is no one like Jehovah. Yes, Yamamahaya. There is no one like Jehovah. Yemaye Yamayo Koko Shikapa. Oh God, there is no one like you, Jesus. There is no one like God in the Baba Baba. There is no one like Jehovah. Come on, something in you this morning should be stirring. Something in you, Mama, Yama, so Baba. Oh, come on, the Holy Ghost in you should be stirring. As you build yourself up in your most holy faith. Come on, connect spirit to spirit. Oh, there is no one like Jehovah. There is no one like our King. No one can compare to the Lord. No one can be compared to His goodness, to His mercy, to His grace. Oh, we thank you, mighty God. We thank you, mighty God. We thank you, mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to our King. Hallelujah to our God. Hallelujah to the Father of lights. Hallelujah to the chief intercessor. Hallelujah, oh God, to our advocate. Hallelujah. To our Father. Our lips will praise thee, O God. Our lips shall praise thee, O God. Our hearts bow. We don't bring our strength into this atmosphere. We don't bring our pride into this atmosphere. We bring our thanks into this atmosphere. We bow before our King as children. children and Amokoa before their father. We come as children this morning who need their father. We look to our father. Our eyes are fixed on our father. Oh God, I thank you, oh God, for being father. I thank you this morning. We are daughters. We are sons that reach for the Father. Oh, you are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. Hey, you are good. You are good. You are good. You are greatly to be praised. You are malevore menana mande de la bahaya. Oh God, you are good. You are good. You are good. Hey, you are good. Enana balele mande de la beshabra. Ni mele ni angono la moho. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Oh, the Lord, he is good. Oh, Hallelujah. Hey, Yamahaya, Nanaya, Yana, Nanana, Yana, Nanana, Nanana, Nanana, Nanana, Nanana, Nanana, Nanana, Nanana, Nanana, Nanana, Nanana, Nanana, Nanana, Nanana, Nanana, Nanana, Nanana, Nanana, Nanana, Nanana, Nanana, Nanana, Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory, glory. Yemamake, Yamakarobohoshe Kabaya. Oh, glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory, glory to his name. Glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name, Mama Sora. Oh God, and an emotion on Amaraha. Lenanana Mohoshea. Lema Mama Mama Mandaya. Yenanana Lelebekea. Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, Mahaya, something should be stirring on the inside of you. Oh, mama, mama, mama, na, na, na, na, na, na, oh, every day of my life, God. Oh, be increased in my life. Every day of my life, oh God. I live to worship you. Every day of my life, oh God. I carry thanksgiving. Every day of my own time, God. I live to bless your name. Oh, every day of my life, oh God. I live to bring you pleasure. I live, oh
oh God, to bow before you every day of my life. Is for you, God. Is your life for him? Is your life for him? Is your life for him? I say, oh, my life is for you. My life is for you, God. My life is for you. My life belongs to you. And my life is for you. My life is to bring you pleasure. There is nothing more that I want to do than to give your name glory. There is nothing more that I want to do in this life. This life is for you. This life belongs to you. This life is extended to you. Oh, there's nothing more that I want to do than to glorify the Lord. To glorify the Lord in everything that I do. May you get glory in everything that I do, in everything that I am, in everything that I say. May you get glory. May you get glory out of my service, out of the study, out of the prayers. Lord God, may you get glory. May you get glory. May you get glory out of the trial, out of the test. May you get glory. Oh God, on the mountain, in the valley. May you get glory in season and out of season. May you get glory. May you get glory. May you get glory. May you get the glory. May you get the honor. May you get the praise. May you get glory. May you get glory. May you get glory. May you get glory out of me. May you get glory out of my song, out of my dance. May you get glory out of my posture. May you get glory, oh God, out of the money I give. May you get glory out of my benevolence. May you get glory when I serve your people. May you get glory in my private life. May you get glory in my public life. May you get glory when I'm on my job, God. May you get glory when I'm in the church. May you get glory when I'm walking through the grocery store. May you get glory out of me, God. Everything I do, everything I am is for you, God. Everything I do, everything I am, it belongs to you, Jesus. It belongs to you, God. It belongs to you, Jesus. It belongs to you. Everything I am, oh God. Everything I am is because of you. Lord God, it's no goodness of our own. It's no goodness of our own. It's no goodness of our own. It's only because of you, God. It's only because of you. It's only because of you, Mama. Oh, thank you, Father. Do you have something to say to him this morning? Do you have a thank you in your belly for the Lord? Thank you, mighty God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Immortal God. Everlasting Father. Oh, King of all kings. Lord of all lords. Lord of every terrain. Lord of the strategy in the hemisphere. Oh, creator of the universe. Creator of every universe. Creator of every Rudy and I. Creator of every world. Oh, mighty God. Jehovah, you reign. You reign forever. You reign forever. And your truth endureth to all generations. Oh, mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God. We welcome you this morning. We welcome you to 60 for 60 at 5 a.m. Come on. Hallelujah. We started this journey on January 5th, and today at February 21st, we are 48 days into the journey. Hallelujah. Oh, 48 days, the Lord, we have been here. 48 days we've been together. Hallelujah. From 5 a.m. at 12 noon, on our knees, on our face, before the Lord, studying his word. Lord. Oh, for 60 days, we have dedicated and we have consecrated ourselves. 48 days. We're 48 days in consecration. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. For 48 days, including today, 48 days, God, we thank you. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hey, God, it's our reasonable service. It's our reasonable service. If you tell us to go 48 more, if you say go 480 more, we say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We say yes to his will. Hallelujah. This is not optional for us. When the Lord tells us to do something, we obey. Amen. Hallelujah. We obey the Lord. We obey his word. We obey it quickly. Hey. Oh, my God. Thank you, Father, for obedience. Hey, hey, hey. God, we thank you. Hallelujah, for obeying quickly. Thank you this morning. 60 for 60 is designed to build us. In a to have a disciplined life of prayer. Hallelujah, through our consistent practice. I know we don't like the word religion. We have weaponized and we have villainized the word religion in many cases. But your religious practice, amen, is important to your life. Amen. It shows forth your discipline. Hallelujah. The discipline you have in your belief, right? And so the purpose of 6460 is to increase our capacity in our intimacy, in our communion with God. It's to increase our capacity to understand spiritual governing in prayer, to understand the different types of prayer, right? We have gone through so many lessons, amen. We're learning fellowship and agreement with one another, amen. Some of you don't unmute your line, you don't come off of mute, amen. And listen, I know for some of you may be working and you can't. There's some people that are working during this hour, you know, that cannot unmute. But for the ones that are able to, and you just don't. You know, those things, come on, God is looking at that, because we're doing things as a team, amen, we're doing things as a body, and so when God gives us instructions, we don't get the option to say, well, I don't want to do it, I don't feel like it this morning. You know how many times I've gotten up for 60 for 60 and I just didn't feel like it? I didn't feel like getting, my body was worn down, I was tired, amen, but push past that, push past how you feel, amen, and once you get into the presence of the Lord, amen, things shift every time, hallelujah, once you get down on your knees, once you get down, amen, on your face, or however you posture yourself, once you get out of that bed, amen, you got to get out of the bed, hallelujah, and you got to give this exclusive time to the Lord, it belongs to him, amen, and so we obey him in all things. No, we can't see you, but it doesn't matter if we can't see you. The Lord sees you. Amen. And so when he gives us instructions through our leaders, amen, we should obey what the Lord is asking us to do. And so with 60 for 60, amen, it builds us in our spiritual maturity, right? Because we are being consistent. And every time we're consistent, we mature even the more. We've been taught order here. We've been taught submission here. And we're not here just to check a box. We're not here to look spiritual, right? We're being trained. Every day that we get up, we're being trained in our spiritual capacity and in our discernment and our government. On this morning, I want to come from Psalm 103. And for those of you that have your scripture and you want to read along with me, Psalm 103. Verses 1 through 5 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things,
so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. I want to talk about awaking in gratitude and intimacy and government. Awaking in gratitude and intimacy and government. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth, hallelujah, yes, Lord, thee with loving kindness and tender mercy? Who satisfieth thy mouth, hallelujah, with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Glory be to God. During 60 for 60, we have spoken about purpose. We have spoken about destiny. We've talked about prayer. We've talked about assignments and impact. If you're off mute, I'm going to ask you, please check your phone just to make sure that you're muted. Amen. On this morning, thank you so much. So we've talked about many things. You know, we've been here 48 days, and we're here at least two watches out of those together, right? So we've discussed, you know, the different types of prayer. You know, we talked about warfare prayer. We talked about supplication. We talked about intimacy. We talked about a lot. This morning, our focus is how all of that must be, it must remain centered properly. No matter what type of prayer we are engaging in, prayer must be, it must remain rooted in relationship with God. It must remain grounded in worship. That becomes internal, not just verbal. It must produce inward responsiveness to the Lord. Not only outward activity, but inward responsiveness to him. It is possible to grow in your prayer language and still need deeper formation in prayer posture. And Psalm 103 gives us a pattern for that formation. David calls his own soul into alignment. Have you ever called your own soul to get in alignment? He blesses the Lord intentionally. He remembers the benefits of God specifically. He brings his inner life into order before God. And this is why this is so important this morning. If our souls are not governed, then our prayers can become very scattered. If worship is not internal, then prayer becomes mechanical. If our relationship is not centered, then prayer is going to become functional, but not transformational. This morning, let's build a prayer life that stays relational. Let's build a prayer life that's inwardly aligned, not just outwardly. Let's build a prayer life that's governed by God. Psalm 103 begins with instruction. Blessing the Lord, for those that may be writing this morning, is an act, check this out, of spiritual government over the soul. Yeah, blessing the Lord, is an act of spiritual government over the soul. And this is the foundation of every type of prayer, no matter what type you're praying. Psalm 103 gives us instruction. David addresses his own soul, and he commands it to bless the Lord. I want you to understand that that is a governing act. This is so important because no matter the type of prayer, warfare prayer, supplication, intercession, thanksgiving, intimacy, the person praying must learn to govern their inner life before God. Prayer is not only about what we say. Prayer is about the condition and the alignment of the one praying. When David says, "All that is within me." He is summoning his whole inner man into agreement with worship. He is not allowing part of himself to engage while the rest remains distracted. You know, sometimes you all get on the line. Sometimes you come into the presence of the Lord. You got your TVs on. You're talking to your children. You're cooking. You're doing things. We talked about that. You got to bring your whole inner man into a place of agreement. Nothing else can have your attention. You got to remain concentrated, right? You are bringing your whole person, your whole entire being, every dimension of you is engaging. While the rest, you cannot allow yourself to be distracted. You can't allow any part of yourself to be resistant. You can't allow yourself to be dull. He's not allowing himself. Look at David, what he's saying. He's not allowing any part of himself not to engage. He said, "All that is with me." He is bringing his memory. He is bringing his thoughts. He's bringing his attention. He's bringing his emotions. And he's directing them all to the Lord. Everything. Some of us are not even aware of ourselves in that way. We've got to become more aware so we can bring our whole man, our whole being, every part of us. Bless the Lord. This is so essential for 60 for 60. Because we're not just learning prayer forms. We are being trained in our prayer posture. We have to understand that different types of prayer require different expressions. Different types of prayer require different expressions, but all of them require an inward life that can come into alignment. So before you intensify your prayer, I want you to gather your soul. If you haven't done it before, before you even come, before you even dial this number, some of you have it saved in your phone, before you even press the button, gather your soul. Before you ask God for direction, bring your mind into agreement with truth even before you utter a word. Before you contend in warfare, submit your inner life to the Lord's order. Before you intercede for others, let worship settle in your own heart before you speak much. Make sure Your spirit is responsive. This is how prayer remains relational and not just merely verbal. David says, forget not all his benefits. You know, gratitude keeps prayer centered in relationship. And it protects us from mechanical prayer. Forget not all his benefits. That's a command to us to remember. But to remember God rightly. Remember him rightly. Forget not everything that God has done for you. Gratitude is not, you know, some small opening segment to prayer. Gratitude is part of how relationship is preserved in prayer. It keeps us conscious of who God is. It keeps us conscious all the time of what he's done, how he's carried us. It keeps prayer personal, keeps it covenantal. I try every day to live a life of, Father, thank you. Sometimes I'm working at my desk, and a thank you will just come out of my mouth. Nothing happened in particular, but thank you, God. When gratitude is absent, then prayer can become task-oriented. Oh, we got to get on the prayer line. Oh, we got to go to church. It becomes mechanical. We don't want that type. God doesn't want that type of prayer. We can move so quickly into requests and strategy and warfare and outcomes, and then we neglect our relational awareness. But Psalm 103, it begins to slow the soul down, and it restores our memory. David names the benefits. If you look at the scripture, he names the benefits. He's given us forgiveness. He's forgiven us. It names the benefits, healing he's given us, redemption he's given us, loving kindness he's given us, tender mercies he's given us, satisfaction he's given us, renewal he's given. Look at the benefits. The pattern is important. Specific gratitude. It deepens communion because it trains us to see God in real detail. And it forms our worship internally. It trains our heart to respond. And this applies to every type of prayer. Even in warfare prayer, gratitude keeps us from fear and from panic. Even in supplication, gratitude keeps us from desperation without faith. Even in intimacy, gratitude strengthens our affection and our trust for God. Even in intercession, gratitude keeps us anchored in God's nature while carrying burdens for others. So this morning, gratitude is helping us pray from relationship, not just only from our need. A major emphasis for this morning is worship that becomes internal. If you're writing this morning, I want you to write, worship must become internal so that prayer carries substance.
not just a sound. Whether you recognize it or not, external worship is important.
Spoken praise is important. Corporate prayer is important. Lifted hands is important.
Verbal blessings are important. Psalm 103 pushes us inward by saying, all that is within me. But David is not only directing his mouth, he's directing his inner life.
Internal worship means the heart is engaged.
It means the mind is attentive. It means the will is yielded. It means the memory is active. It means that the affections are turned towards God. And that is what gives us substance in prayer. It is so possible to say many correct things while the inner life is not fully present. And so the Lord is calling us deeper than just what we say verbally. He's calling us into inward participation. For 60 for 60, this is important because consistency can produce maturity, but consistency without inward engagement can produce habit without any depth. And so we are contending today for depth. We are building a life where worship is not only in prayer, but an internal posture that shapes how we live before God. And so when worship becomes internal, then your prayers are going to change. We're becoming more sensitive. We're becoming more honest. We're becoming more alert to conviction and counsel and peace. We begin to respond to God in real time, not only to scheduled moments. That is how intimacy grows, and that is how intimacy remains stable. If you're writing, I want you to write inward responsiveness to God is what makes prayer transformational. Inward responsiveness. It's the key to spiritual maturity. Inward responsiveness. Oh, God. It means the heart remains teachable. It means your heart remains adjustable. It means your heart is yielded while you pray. We're not only talking at God. We are available to be led. Have you ever, sometimes we've rehearsed our prayers so, or we've written them down and we're so aware of that we're not available to be led in that moment. We have our script and we're going to go off that. And it's nothing wrong with writing your prayers, or there's nothing wrong with having an idea of what you're going to pray or talk about. But we still have to be available to be led and corrected and comforted and instructed and reordered by God at every moment. And that's where many people need growth, especially when they are strong in prayer expression. Because, again, a person can pray intensely and still resist being adjusted internally. But Psalm 103 should teach us a different way, because David instructs himself. He remembers. He blesses. He yields his inner life into alignment. And so when we are inwardly responsive to God, it keeps us from praying out of fleshly agitation. Inward responsiveness is going to allow God to refine our desires. It's going to help us carry burdens with wisdom.
It's going to deepen our communion because we're attentive to God's heart. And it's going to enlarge our capacity to discern his hand in our daily life. Today, we're strengthening our ability to respond to God inwardly so that prayer produces our transformation. Lastly, today, before I pray again, Psalm 103 declares that the Lord has established his throne in the heavens and his kingdom rules over all. And that means our prayer life must be built under divine government, not under our own personal preference. A relationship-centered prayer life is not unstructured. Intimacy with God does not remove order. It deepens it. The government of God brings structure to our prayer, to our time, to our responses, to our lifestyle. It teaches us how to remain consistent, how to submit our pace, how to live in alignment with heaven. And this is especially important to us in 60 for 60, because one of the purposes of this journey is to increase our capacity to understand governing in prayer. Governing prayer requires more than just passion. It does require order. It requires discipline. It requires inward regulation. So when we submit to the government of God, prayer becomes an environment that shapes our whole life. It becomes an environment that shapes our speech, our habits, our decisions, our relationships, our priorities, our stewardship, our process. This keeps our prayers from being isolated to just 1 hour, because it begins to govern how we move through our day. And that is a part of the maturity that we are building. We are not only learning how to pray, we are learning how to live under the rule of God. And so this morning, I charge you that no matter the type of prayer you pray, keep prayer centered in relationship with God. Let worship become internal before it becomes external. Strengthen your inward responsiveness to the Lord. Bring your soul into alignment before you speak at any great length. Let gratitude preserve your clarity and your tenderness. Submit your prayer life and your day to the government of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you this morning with all that is within us. We are bringing our souls, even as I was teaching, Father, I felt the souls of your people being ordered before you. We're bringing our thoughts. We're bringing our emotions, our memory, our attention, and we are submitting it to your spirit. Let every inward part of us come into alignment with your truth. Let us bless you with all sincerity. Let our minds bless you attentively. Let our speech bless you, O God. Let our life bless you, Lord God, not just in our conduct, but in our devotion. This morning, we reject passivity. We reject inward fragmentation. And we receive the grace to govern our own soul before you, God, with maturity and consistency. And we pray this morning that you would establish us in inward order, that you would establish us in holy attention, that you would establish us, God, in prayerful discipline. Father, we thank you on this morning for your benefits. Thank you for forgiving us, God. Thank you for healing us, oh God. Thank you for redemption this morning. Thank you for mercy, God. Thank you for loving kindness, God. Thank you for your sustaining power, Father. We thank you for renewal. We thank you for correction. We thank you for restraint. We thank you for counsel, God. We thank you for preserving us in every season. Lord God, even the ones we didn't fully understand, we thank you for preserving us. We thank you for the path you have ordered. We thank you for the doors you open. We thank you for the doors you close. We thank you for the grace, Lord God, that we have carried. We thank you, God, for carrying us. God, thank you for delivering us from forgetfulness. Thank you for delivering us from spiritual dullness. We thank you this morning. Thank you for delivering us from complaints. Oh, God, thank you for training our hearts to remember you correctly. Let gratitude keep our hearts tender. Keep our eyes clear. God, Father, we thank you this morning. Oh, God, for the capacity for more intimacy and communion with you. Teach us to recognize you every minute, every second of the day. Awaken our spirits to your movements, God, even in ordinary moments. Lord God, awaken us, Lord God, to the move of God. Let us hear your counsel, even in quiet places. God, let us discern your hand, Lord God, in every process. Let us respond, God, to your leadership, oh God. We want to be ready, oh God. Oh God, we want to be ready, oh God. Let us respond to your leadership this morning. Let our worship become internal. Let our hearts remain engaged before you, God. Let our minds remain attentive to you, Father. Let our will remain yielded to you, God. Deliver us from mechanical prayer. Deliver us from routine without responsiveness. Make us sensitive to your spirit in our home, on our job, in leadership, in relationship, in family life, in decisions. We submit our life under your government. Bring us into order. Bring us into peace. Bring us into structure. Govern our schedule. Govern our habits. Govern our words. Govern our desires. Govern us, oh God. Govern our responses. Oh God, govern our process. Let your kingdom rule over us. Let your will be done as it is in heaven. So shall it be. Remove disorder. Remove instability. Remove confusion. Remove every pattern that resists Christ. In the name of Jesus. Remove instability. Oh God, God, strengthen us to say yes. Yes to your word. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Forming us the structure that's required to carry what you have assigned us to. God, thank you for 60 for 60. Thank you for this 48th day. Thank you for the grace to continue. Thank you for the increase in capacity. Thank you, oh God, for intimacy. Thank you for government. Thank you for discernment. Thank you for fellowship. Teach us the different kinds of prayer and when to apply it with wisdom. Let every type of prayer remain centered in relationship with you. Build us in spiritual stamina. Build us in consistency. Build us in sincerity. Let our fellowship carry substance, carry accountability. Let our agreement in prayer produce fruit. Let no one remain disconnected in spirit while present in body. Make us a praying people with order, with understanding, with endurance. Let this corporate grace strengthen us, each and every one of us, behind mind and beyond private limitation. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the process of being formed. Thank you for the seasons where you restrain us, where you redirect us, where you refine us. Thank you, preserving us, oh God, preserving us from past that will weaken us and that will weaken our future. Let us honor your process. Let us remain teachable. Let us remain yielded. Let us, God, resist the discipline. Hallelujah. That protects. Let us not, God, resist, oh God, the discipline that protects our future. Purify our motives. Strengthen our convictions. Deepen our integrity. Form the life of Christ in us today, God, in the name of Jesus. And we will bless the Lord throughout our day. Intentionally, God, we will keep, oh God, prayer centered in relationship with you. We will let worship remain internal. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, as we move throughout our day, we will stay responsive to you, God. We will let you govern our life and shape our life, oh God, and shape our responses. On this 48th day, we are building real capacity in you, that capacity that is forming how prayer and how we live, oh God, each and every day. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we thank you, God, that we are anchored in you. In Jesus' name, we thank you that prayer continues beyond this hour. In Jesus' name, we receive grace for today. In Jesus' name, we receive clarity for today. In Jesus' name, we receive peace for today. In Jesus' name, we receive divine order for today. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, oh, we walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you. I opened the line on this morning. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, intercession is in my belly right now. I want to just keep praying, and I probably will, but I will open the line on this morning for anyone that wants to come. If you have a response to the Lord on this morning, respond to him. Amen. Let your response be unto him on today. Amen. So we give you room to come forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Good morning, grace and peace. It is Prophet DeMarcus here, and I just want to give honor to God just for the pour that has been released this morning from Psalm 103, which is one of my favorite passages of the Word of the Lord. And when you were teaching, I began to scribe what I heard the Lord say, and he was saying that in this season, he is calling us into intentional prayer. And he specifically said, not casual conversation, and that this is not the hour for vague petitions or recycled words. And so I believe the Lord wants to not just increase us in our prayer life in this initiative that we're partaking in, but I believe he wants to expand our language as well. He wants to give us depth in what we're saying back to him, because there are many different types of shifts that are happening in the realm of the spirit and even in the natural that we have not seen before, that we've not encountered before. And I believe that heaven is responding to precision. And I heard the Lord say, pray on purpose. I heard him say, pray with focus, pray with expectation. And he said, what we articulate, we must do it with clarity, and then he will move on with authority in us. And where there has been scattered prayer, the Lord says that he is bringing strategy. And where there has been emotional prayer, he says he's bringing alignment. And the Lord says that intentional prayer in this season is going to look like asking specifically. It's going to look like listening carefully. It's going to look like declaring boldly. It's going to look like repeated consistency. And the Lord says that Distraction has tried to dilute some of us in our prayer. It's tried to dilute some of our power. But the Lord says that discipline in prayer will restore it. And what we set our heart and time on, hallelujah, it will be deliberate. And so I want to thank God. And I believe, too, that the Lord is calling us to be intentional in remembrance, which is why he would give us this passage this morning. He says intentional prayer looks like deliberate recounting his goodness, which is why I love how you focus in on gratitude, because that's going to be a very, very important factor for us as we strengthen in our prayer life and in our intercession. And so I want to thank God for what he has given you to give us this morning. And I want to thank you for being such a model that you would spend your birthday to do the bidding of the Lord this morning. And so I am so grateful for this model. I'm so grateful for your pour. And I want to say thank God, and I want to say Happy New Year, Happy birthday to you, Apostle. Thank you for letting me share.
I thank God. That's all I got. I just thank him. I live to thank him. I was watching something yesterday, and the man was saying, everything I do, God gonna be included in it. And people, I remember very early on in my walk with God, people, even my own mother, said I was a fanatic. Oh, I thank him. If I'm going to be a fanatic, I'll be a fanatic for God. Everything I do, every day I get, it's because of him. I thank him. And whatever we do and whatever we release here is by his grace. So we thank him for the word on today. Thank you for your release on this morning, Prophet DeMarcus. If there's anyone else, and we heed to the word of the Lord, amen, that was released. If there's anyone else that wants to share, you can come forth at this time.
Good morning. I think even the word powerful is an understatement of how God opened up this psalm on this morning. And I was just thinking about how even David, he wasn't waiting to feel like worshiping. He commanded that moment, and he came into alignment with blessing the Lord with everything that was within him. And I just began to think about, I cannot govern territories if I don't even govern my soul. And so that's what has been really highlighted to me today, that I have to constantly posture myself to govern my soul, command my soul and my spirit and my body, my desires, my wanting to align with God, so that everything that I come in contact with, it lines up. So, I'm really honing in on that thought of governing my soul so that I can in turn govern those territories that God is commanding me to pace, to walk, to stake claim. And so, again, thank you for opening this up on this morning. And I can say boldly that I do have even another level of gratitude for Holy Spirit on today. So thank you.
Amen. I love that. I cannot govern territories if I cannot govern my own soul. That's a very true statement. And I think that's something that we all need to keep at the forefront of our minds. Amen. Glory be to God. Anyone else that would like to come forward, please feel free to do so at this time.
Grace and peace. This is Pastor Cam. I thank you for the word and instruction today. Ooh, when I started 60 for 60, it was more going into prayer, like a task. It really God highlighted that for me, how I was going to him as a task, getting on the line, going into praying in the spirit, just in motion. In motion. But as we have been tracking with this prayer initiative, my internal worship has been more expanded. I have prioritized my settling with him before beginning to intercede for anyone else or with anyone else. I can't do for someone if my own house, my body, my own being, my everything has not even communed with him yet. It hasn't even, you know, sat with him yet to settle my own self. So I'm just so grateful for this initiative. I'm grateful for the word today, a true reminder of what gratitude and the benefits of what it can provide when we just come to God with gratitude. This really blessed me. I'm trying to gather my words and my thoughts. You know, what the Lord was continually highlighting is that prayer is sacred. Coming to him is sacred. This is a sacred space. No matter where we are, when we say we're coming before the Lord to intercede in prayer, it's a sacred, holy space, and it has to be treated and reverenced as such. So I thank you for this reminder of how we are to engage God in our posture. So thank you, Apostle.
Glory be to God. Amen. Prayer is sacred. It really is. It's a holy, holy practice. Amen. And we're coming before a holy God. And because so much of our lives have been casual, we have made everything so casual. Everything so casual. You know, we've talked against, we've talked so much against formality, if you really think about it. Over the past 10 years, people have talked against formalities so much that it's now being woven into the culture of our churches. You see a bunch of casualness. There was a time where, you know, things like you couldn't just walk into the pulpit. You know, you just couldn't do that. Because some people may say, oh, well, you know, it's just wood, or it's just, is there anything that's sacred anymore? No, it's not. This is God's holy tabernacle. You know, the older saints would say, you know, no, certain people couldn't touch the communion table, or, you know, they handled the communion table with gloves. It, because they had a mind of, this is sacred, what we're doing. It's not just any old thing. And we've reduced the things of God down to, even down to our dress, we reduced it down to casualness. And so that's why you have sayings like, God is your homeboy. And although I understand what people were trying to do to help people when it comes to prayer, God is not our homeboy. We shouldn't reduce him down to humanity as if he's just our friend in the sense that we can treat him any old way. Now, we shouldn't even be treating our friends any old way, but you get my point, is that God is not, shouldn't be treated casual, and neither should the things of God be treated casually either. So bringing that formality and bringing back the holiness and the exclusiveness and the righteousness back into a place of prayer. You know, some of us get to the point where we don't even get out of bed to pray. When we learn how to pray, for those of us that, you know, maybe our parents introduced prayer, how did they introduce you? Typically, you got on the side of your bed, or you kneeled down somewhere and you prayed in reverence for God. Now, we don't care.
we have our TVs on. We, you know, we're cooking, we're doing, we're not focused. And so God is bringing us back into a focus where it's all of Him. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Anyone else, please come.
Good morning. This is Pastor Anita. And I am grateful for this time this morning. I'm grateful for 60 for 60, especially grateful for this time this morning. I often feel like when we come, you know, when we gather, whether physically or virtually, like, it's like we're coming into this space of insight and strategy where things are being like laid out before us with such clarity that there is no other option but to walk differently afterwards. And I feel like this morning I'm like that emoji where mine is blown, because it's been such a reframing of perspective and thought and action. And so there was so much that was shared this morning that has just been like, okay, like, oh my gosh. And so I'm grateful, you know, even what we've talked through with regard to spiritual government and how we should engage and not just having consistency, but ensuring that consistency is coupled with inward engagement. So it's not just a habit. And thinking through how often I have considered the habit of prayer, wanting to make sure that I'm, you know, doing something consistently, but not making sure that I'm not forsaking the inward engagement, so that I don't just have a habit of prayer, but I am transformed always in prayer. And then even with you talking about prayer being an environment, mind blown, to even like imagine, to visualize that and to consider the truth of that. So I am grateful for this morning. So much of what was shared in the word and even in responses has been just transformational for me. And so I'm grateful to God that He would bring us into this understanding and insight this morning. And I'm ready to respond accordingly. So thank you.
Amen. That's what a good response. Amen. I'm ready to respond. I love that. Yeah. You know, when God gives us instruction, we should be ready. You know what, God, I want to make that adjustment right now. I'm not going to wait another minute. I love that. Anyone else that would like to come forth on this morning? Amen. We're waiting on you. Feel free to come forth. Amen. Chris, well, we thank God for this time of gathering here on the lines for 60 for 60. We'll be back here at 12 noon. I'm not sure who's scheduled at noon. I believe it's Denitra that's going to be praying and leading us at 12 noon. So wherever you are at noon, if you could just gather here on the line so that we can meet God to get together as the body of Christ, we'll be right back here. Feel free to go back and listen to the replay by going to our website, www.scentmiami.com, and you can listen to the replay of previous segments that we've had for these 60 days. Now, some of them are missing, but the majority of all of the sessions are there for you to be able to listen back to whenever you would like to. In addition, we asked you to yesterday to save the date, and that date is March the 6th, Friday, March the 6th. We will be celebrating the birthday, the 40th birthday of our own prophet, DeMarcus Williams. That is Friday, March the 6th. It is both his 40th birthday celebration and his send-away party. Amen. Many of you know that he will be leaving this particular area that he's grown up in around the summertime. And so we are celebrating his 40th, but we're also celebrating the fact that the Lord is deploying him. He's our first fruit, amen, of deployment. And so to Houston, Texas. And so we want our 60 for 60 family to join us, fly in, amen, drive in for Friday, March the 6th at 7:30 p.m. And I have an address for you for those that want to jot it down. The address is 3805 Northwest 189th Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, 33056. That is the address. Amen. So 3805 Northwest 189th Street, Miami Gardens, Florida, 33056. All right, so that's Friday, March 6th, 7:30 p.m. Save that date. Be with us. Be in the place. Dress up, huh? It's Prophet DeMarcus. We getting dressed up. We putting our clothes on. Amen. There's no specific color that we're asking you to wear, but he does love the color blue. So if you want to represent him in that color. It's the color of the prophet, but it's also one of his favorite colors. Okay, so these are the announcements. I believe I've announced everything. Join us for those that are in the Tri-County area. If you're in, or maybe I should say, not just the Tri-County area. If you're down in the Keys, if you are in Miami-Dade County, if you're in Broward or West Palm Beach County, join us for Encounter Mornings that is happening on March the 1st. Not this coming Sunday, but the following. We meet first and third. So join us on March the 1st at 5 a.m. for the next Encounter Mornings. You don't want to miss it. Put it down in your calendars, 5 a.m. All right. So those are all of the announcements that I have for today. We hope to hear you back here at 12 noon. Know that we love you. And more grace.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace. More grace. Grace.